Okay, today we're continuing in the sixth parak of Masech Shavuos. We are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Hei. Ve'el dvarm shenis banale. And the following things, there is no Shavuos midaraisa for. Havadim, v'ashtaros, if the claim is about avadim or shtaros, v'akarkaos, v'hekdeshos, karko or hegdish. So all these things are not included in the Shavuos min haTorah. And not only that, ein behem tashlumi kefel, they're also not subject to kefel if you steal them. V'lo tashlumi abra v'chamisha. There's no tavach u'machar by these things. Shomer chinam einu nishba. If someone is a shomer chinam, he does not have to swear about it if he claims that these things were nignav or nevad from him, which normally shomer chinam is pater from. No se sachar einu mashalim. Shomer sachar normally has to pay if it's nignav or nevad, but he would not have to pay for these items if they were nignav or nevad. And again, it's just these are dinim d'araisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer kachim shchayv v'achriusa nishba nalei. And Rabbi Shimon says, well, if it's kachim that you are responsible for, that if it gets lost, you're going to have to pay for. So you know, so then it's considered yours. It's not really considered hegdish, and therefore it is chayv in these shvos. V'shein chayv v'achriusa enish ba nalei. But it's kachim that you're not chayv for, so then it's not considered yours, and therefore you would not take a shvo on them. Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Meir Omer. There are certain things that are on the ground or in the ground but aren't really considered like karka itself when it comes to a shavua. Meaning you don't have to take a shavua on karka, but there are certain things that are ba karka and nevertheless don't have a din of karka. V'incham do not agree. Ketzad, what would be an example of such things? Esur gefanim tu'unos masarti l'chagai says, I gave you 10 grapevines that were loaded with grapes. V'alom harein el chamesh, and he says, no, you only gave me 5. Rameir mechayev shvua. Rameir says, yechayev shvua, because grapes, even though they're attached to the ground, they're really independent from the ground. V'cham omrim, kol mechub l'karka, reyu k'karka. V'cham say, as long as they're attached to the ground, they're part of the ground, and you're not chayev shvua smodim mitzas on that which is part of the ground. Ein l'shpon, ela al dover shepemidiv shemishkol sheminyan. A person is only going to be able to take a shvua smodim mitzas on something that could be quantified. It could be measured, it could be weighed, it could be counted. An example is, a guy says, I gave you a house full of peros, v'kis mali masarti lach, or I gave you a pouch full of money, v'halo omer, and the other guy says, eni yodea, I don't know how much peros or how much money was in it, elamashi nachta tenotel, but whatever you left there is still there, so go take it, pater. He's not going to have to take a shvus mati b'mixas, because no one ever quantified anything. Zo omer adaziz, but if the guy making the tina says, yeah, I filled up the house with peros up until the beams of the ceiling. V'zomra de chalon. And the other guy says, no, you filled up the house that you gave me with peros was only filled up until the window, not all the way until the beams. So then they quantified it, and therefore chayiv. In that case, he's going to be chayiv. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Hei. We had said that you don't take a shavua on a d'oraisa level. You don't take a shavua on avadim shtaros karkos and hakdeshos. There's also no kefil adalid vehei on such things. A shomer chinam doesn't have to take a shavua that it was nevad or nignav, and a shomer sachar does not have to pay if they're nignav or if they're nignav or nevad. And Rabbi Shimon holds that kachim, it really depends. If it's chayv b'achrisan, it's yours and it's subject to all the regular dinim. And if it's not chayv b'achrisan, then you don't take a shavua about that. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that Rabbi Meir holds that the Rameir and Lucham disagree about grapes on a vine. Rameir holds that they have a din of metaltalin, where Yechayev Shumas Moda Mixas, and the Chachamim disagree, because it's still Mechubel Karka. And we said that the only time you're going to take a Shavua is when it's a quantifiable amount, where the amount was measured by some quantity, by weight, by measure, by size, something like that. But if it's just, you know, a house full, and he didn't say full till what, so then that's not going to be something that's mechayev v'shvuas modeh b'miktzos. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin.